Supporters of an initiative looking to expand Medicaid in the state can now begin gathering signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. The Attorney General's Office approved the Healthy Montana plan this week after finding problems with earlier versions of the initiative. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce says opponents still believe the measure violates the state constitution.
Any initiative brought by the people goes through the Attorney General's Office before backers can begin gathering signatures for it. The office makes sure it follows all laws governing how ballot issues must be submitted. Attorney General Tim Fox says the Healthy Montana initiative has passed that scrutiny, so Secretary of State Linda McCullough says voters can now sign petitions.
They would need 24,175 verified signatures.
5% of Montana voters, and they have until June 20th to get that many.
June 20th at 5 p.m.
We're one step closer to accepting federal funds that were meant to be invested in Montana and that should be invested in Montana.
That's Kim Abbott.
I'm president of the Healthy Montana Initiative.
Expanding the Medicaid program is an optional piece of the federal Affordable Care Act. In Montana, it would extend coverage to an estimated 80,000 low-income people. The program would be almost entirely federally funded for about the first year and a half, but the state share of the expense would grow over time. The Montana legislature voted last year against the expansion, so this initiative would put that decision before Montana voters, if the signatures can be gathered in time. Abbott admits they don't have as much time as they'd hoped.
Yeah, we needed to refile over a disagreement that we had about the law.
Remember from earlier, the Attorney General is supposed to check if the initiative follows all the laws for initiatives. Well, one of the main rules says initiatives cannot appropriate money. That's from the state constitution. Initiatives cannot spend state money. Only the legislature can do that. An earlier version of the Healthy Montana plan would have been effective upon passing, so in November. That would start spending money for Medicaid expansion before the 2015 legislature meets. Attorney General Tim Fox says, hey, you can't do that. So this most recent version, the one that's been approved, it would become effective summer 2015, with the expectation lawmakers would approve the funding next January. Again, Kim Abbott.
What this does is show the clear will of the people of Montana. If they go to the polls and they vote for the Healthy Montana Initiative, the legislature then gets to take a hard look at that new statute and decide whether to accept those federal funds.
But those opposed to the measure say they still believe it's unconstitutional. Bozeman lawyer and Republican House candidate Matthew Monforton believes the proposal would still force the legislature to spend the money.
So even if the legislature says, we're not going to supply any of the funding that this initiative is called for, it will be a matter of state law that those added Medicaid expenditures have to be made.
So that aspect of the initiative could still end up in court eventually. Meanwhile, Monforton has himself drafted another initiative which would stop any state funding of the Affordable Care Act. That measure is still waiting for approval from the Attorney General's office. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.